You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Attention all theater lovers! This Sunday, April 21st, Broadway Podcast Network is holding the first ever Broadway Podfest, a full day of podcast recordings with some of your favorite Broadway stars, live from the Museum of Broadway, which is right in the heart of Times Square. The day begins at 11 a.m. Eastern and features a full day of programming that you don't want to miss. Visit bpn.fm/podfest to get all the details and register to attend for free. That's bpn.fm/podfest.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, this is Tim Rice, and welcome to episode 18 of my podcast, Get Onto My Cloud. I've done a few podcasts about several well-known shows I've worked on, and there will be more. But this time, I want to chat about a show that to date hasn't set the world on fire, but I think it still could, and it's one I still love. So I'll start with a song from the show, which happens to be one of my favourite songs of the 500-plus I've written words for many shows, for many years. And the song is Fight the Fight, sung by Robert Lonsdale, who played the part of Robert E. Lee Pruitt in the 2013 musical From Here to Eternity, music by Stuart Brayson. The song is Pruitt's credo, his philosophy. He's a GI in Hawaii at a time when World War II is raging in Europe and America is not yet quite in the war. Pruitt refuses to bow to most of the demands of his superiors. He's a great bugler, but he refuses to play the bugle. He's a terrific fighter, but he won't box for the regiment. Here is Fight the Fight.
What do I got? Well, I've got free will, so they won't get a lick from me till I make my own choice, find my own voice, and I'll do it right. They wanna put the spoil in their ring, a little pain and blood is their thing. Well, listen here, bud, you won't get my blood, ain't gonna fight that fight. It's a long haul, and I won't be walking that line. I won't fight their fight, but you bet that I'm gonna fight mine. And I won't fall for either their truth or their lies. A man's on his own, whichever condition applies. Man's on his own till he dies. I quit the bugle, ain't no big deal. So don't you tell me how that should feel. Just cut me some slack, get off of my back. Let me fight that fight. It's life, nothing more. There ain't no ideals on this ride. Show me the underdog, I'm gonna on the side. This ain't no war. Well, this way it isn't so far. We're looking for love, but only to find who we are. Might as well reach for a star. And yet, the hardest man on earth. Touch his words.
but all along knowing that no one has reason to care. Fighting the fight, stating my case, singing my song. An army around me, I'm part of, but I don't belong. And nobody knows what's gone wrong. A man's on his own, whatever illusion applies. A man's on his own till he dies.
Fight the Fight, Robert Lonsdale, from Here to Eternity, which was my most recent new musical to open in the West End in 2013. Music by Stuart Brayson, lyrics by me. It ran for 6 months from October that year. 6 months is nothing like long enough for a big musical to pay its way, so the show, sad to say, is officially, or perhaps just financially, a flop, despite getting fairly good reviews. However, unlike one or two other less than successful shows I've been involved in, I genuinely feel that From Here to Eternity has every chance of returning to the West End, and that the score is very strong. So is the story, based on the award-winning 1951 novel by James Jones about US soldiers in Hawaii just before the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor in 1941. It's a truly great novel, long, but fully deserving of its official status as one of the 100 best novels of the 20th century. It was filmed in 1953 by Fred Zinnemann, starring Burt Lancaster, Montgomery Clift, Deborah Carr, Donna Reed, and Frank Sinatra, winning 8 Oscars, including Best Picture, and supporting actor wins for Sinatra and Donna Reed. His success in the movie relaunched Frank Sinatra's career into the stratosphere, from which he never descended. The film often crops up on television and remains truly absorbing and totally plausible, albeit many of the raunchier and grittier aspects of the book's 800-plus pages had to be dealt with fairly delicately and briefly in 1953.
Okay, round 2. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah. Oh. Sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The idea for the show was Stuart Brayson's. He's a fine composer, as I hope you've already appreciated, thanks to Fight the Fight. I've known him for many years. When he was a young singer-performer, he spotted me in the street and pressed a cassette of his pop-rock compositions into my surprised hand, if hands can be surprised. I do get sent quite a few tapes and CDs, and it's difficult to listen to more than a very few. But something about Stuart made me feel that he might be somebody worth paying attention to. And when I heard his songs, I realized that he was. I attempted to help him make his mark in the pop world, but I was not really the ideal Svengali. And although he and his band recording some interesting tracks and played some marvellous gigs, they never made it. Some years later, Stuart announced he wanted to write musicals, and in this area, I felt I could be more useful. He sent me many demos of entire musical scores he'd written, one or two of which were actually staged. A musical based on From Here to Eternity was something like his 13th or 14th idea, and as I already knew it was a good story, I felt it had potential. When I heard Stuart's music, I knew it did. It took a long, long time, but in the end I managed to assemble a team for the show. Plenty of ups and downs, but I can save that for my memoirs Volume 2 if I ever get round to them. The original key players were Tamara Harvey, director, Bill Oakes, book, and David White, musical director and orchestrator, plus, of course, the actors. It's hard enough shortening the 800 pages of the novel into 2 hours of theatre, let alone 25 minutes of podcast. But the story centres around two love affairs, one between Private Pruitt and Loreen, a working girl from the Congress Club in downtown Honolulu, the other between Pruitt's immediate superior, Sergeant Warden, and Karen, the wife of his superior, Captain Holmes. Both relationships are fraught with huge risk and are played out against the background of ever-approaching war. The climax is, of course, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Karen Holmes is stuck in a dead marriage in the middle of the Pacific and finds her first happiness in a long time when she becomes involved with Sergeant Milt Warden. In James Jones's novel, I was struck by the phrase, another language, as Karen reflects. There must be more. There must be, something told her. Some place, somewhere, there must be another reason. Above, beyond, somewhere another equation. Beside this virgin plus marriage plus motherhood plus grandmotherhood equals honour, justification, death. There must be another language, forgotten, unheard, unspoken, than the owning of an American's homey kitchen, complete with dinette, breakfast nook, and fluorescent lighting. This brilliant portrait of Karen and her failing hopes inspired our song, Another Language. Here's Claire Teal's version.
He isn't there, he's never there, nor am I. There must be more, a little more, before I die. Another language, another feeling, another tearing at my heart. There will inspire me, there will not tame me, there will not pull my world apart. The truth and love that we no longer know, another way to say I have to go. I used to walk in search of life, but then I ran. We do our best to screw things up because we can. It's in ourselves, this desolation, this endless tearing at the soul. And we accept it. It's all too easy. It makes us feel we're in control. We are simply hanging out to dry. We don't know where we are. To exist.
Claire Teal, with a magnificent interpretation of Another Language, doing us the great honour of covering a song from the score on one of her albums, as did Michael Ball, who recorded a rousing version of Fight the Fight, the song I played at the start of this podcast. One of the numbers I enjoyed writing most for From Here to Eternity was a blues duet between Pruitt, Robert Lonsdale, and Warden, Darius Campbell, partly because the lyrics only took me about 45 minutes. The two soldiers have got drunk together, and forgetting their respective ranks, complain as inebriated equals about their disillusionment and dead-end prospects in uniform. The song also serves as a tribute to Chuck Berry, mentioning as it does a gunny sack, an expression I first came across in Johnny B. Goode, and never anywhere else since. Here are Robert and Darius with Ain't Where I Wanna Be Blues.
I quit taking orders from the GHQ, where there ain't no understanding of my point of view. I strut like a rooster to the heart of town, but my sense of direction done let me down. I got the ain't who I wanna be, ain't where I wanna be blues.
I move in the shadows where the goons don't go, keep my hands to myself, my profile low. A mixed higher class, but I came unstuck. A fish out of water, I'm a stone dead duck. I got the ain't who I wanna be, ain't where I wanna be blues. Where were the women in this grand design? They never rolled down the assembly line. A hot kitchen mama, but her grits were cold. I ain't re-enlisting for a pot of gold. I've been walking on slowly down a gravel track, my past and my future in a gunny sack. A man's ambition is a losing game, a five-card trick and a crying shame. I got the ain't who I wanna be, ain't where I wanna be. Chewing a gun is sack. A man's ambition is a losing game, a five-card trick and a crying shame. I got the ain't who I wanna be, ain't where I wanna be blues. I got the ain't who I wanna be, ain't where I wanna be blues. I got the ain't who I wanna be.
I mentioned that the lyric of that song only took me about 45 minutes to write. I always find it much easier and quicker to write songs that are humorous or able to dive into the dictionary of slang and cliché. Love songs and serious arias take much longer, sometimes more like 45 days. I think as producer of the show, or co-producer anyway, I should take most of the blame for its lack of commercial success. The biggest mistake was not trying it out of town first, as we would have spotted a lot of problems that could have been much more easily changed away from the pressures of the West End spotlight. We also felt that we couldn't present the show in a theatre of fewer than around 1,200 seats. This was another mistake, which was made clear to us when the first two American presentations of the show did very well in provincial theatres of 500 and 700 seats, without any of the impact of big events such as the marching platoons and the Pearl Harbor bombing being any less dramatic. There was nothing wrong with our London theatre, the Shaftesbury, a fine playhouse with a 1,400-seat capacity, whose staff were enthusiastic supporters of From Here to Eternity, but it was quite a challenge to sell 1,400 seats every night or matinee. We usually got 1,000, but the place didn't look full, and not looking full is not good for future business. We had the most marvellous cast and company of actors and other creatives. Tamara Harvey did a wonderful job controlling the considerable forces required, And the choreography, Xavier de Frutos, the look, Sutra Gilmore, and musicianship of the show were terrific. The four leads, Robert Lonsdale, Siobhan Harrison, Darius Campbell, and Rebecca Thornhill, and the fifth lead, in the Frank Sinatra row of Maggio, Ryan Sampson, were all we could have wished for. I'm glad to say their performances have been preserved on both DVD and on the original cast album. But in the end, it didn't really work. There's a fine line between victory and defeat, and when 5 million quid's at stake, it's quite an important line. There were things in most departments we could have done better. But the American shows, directed by Brett Smock, considerably revised with book editions by Donald Rice, were very encouraging and were well received. Pandemics permitting, we hope to bring the piece back to British audiences, closer to its revamped American form, before too long. There really are several songs I'd love to play from this score, and maybe I will in a future podcast, but I've only got room for one more. I could play the anthem that emerges from the chaos and slaughter of Pearl Harbor, The Boys of 41, sung by the women who fear that their fathers, husbands, lovers, sons have been lost. When the Military Wives Choir joined the company on stage on December the 7th, the anniversary of Pearl Harbor, to sing this song after one of the shows, it was a very moving occasion, which I think you can find on YouTube. But I've decided to close with Loreen, the working girl, and her song of love to Pruitt, a song that recognizes that they may not be together forever. So here, from the original cast album of From Here to Eternity, the original Loreen, Siobhan Harrison sings Love Me Forever Today.
Yes, I love you so much, but that's not enough when my world has to change. When all the shadows have gone and my life has moved on, it would be stranger than strange. Were you still on my mind? Were you still in my bed? I should leave you behind. I should not look ahead. And I will survive come what may, but love me forever today. So smart. If you do what I do, then it's hard to stay true, and it's hard in my heart. And the one thing I've learned from the games that I've played is when love is returned, there's a price to be paid, and it's love that makes me walk away. So love me forever today.
I do believe the selections I've chosen from Here to Eternity give you an idea of the range of Stuart Brayson's formidable musical talent, which I hope will soon be more widely recognised one day. That was episode 18 of my podcast, Get Onto My Cloud, written and presented by me, Tim Rice, and produced by Peter Hobbs.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but
yeah.
Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org, because only together we rise.